if you have health insurance, either through a private provider or through an exchange, then you just need to provide proof that you have that insurance. And so for the most part, if it's a private insurance paid by your employer or by yourself, you check off a box on your 1040 forms.
And what kind of proof do you have to provide?
For private provider, really, you just check the box. Now, when you get into the part where if someone has purchased their insurance through the exchange, then there's a little bit more detail there. And they will receive a form in the mail. It's a new form called a 1095A. And so that's due out to taxpayers by January 31st. So it's something to watch for and to be sure that when you get that, you keep track of that because it's something that you will need as you prepare your taxes.
Susan, it gets more complicated, mm-hmm. though, if you did not have health insurance.
Right. It gets complicated in a couple of ways. One, if you have insurance through the exchange and you ask for what's called a kind of an advance to help pay for it. So just hypothetically, if you got the advance and you predicted what your income was, mm-hmm. but it was less than what it actually turns out to be, then your advance, there may have to be some adjusting there. So you might have to owe
you might
some
get
money
more
back.
Money.
You might get more money or you might get less. See. If you earned more than what you predicted and your advance was higher, then possibly there's going to be a difference there. And so that's something that's going to have to be figured out. Now, if you don't have insurance at all, there are a couple of things that could happen. One is that those who have opted not to get insurance or couldn't get insurance can file for an exemption. And there are many ways that you can qualify for an exemption. But again, that's something that you're going to need help with.
That could be anything like hardship or divorce.
Hardship, income, change of life. I mean, there are all kinds of things, life-changing events. But that's something that it gets a little bit more complex. And now for those that don't qualify for an exemption and don't have insurance either for a private provider or through an exchange, then they will have to pay what's called part of a shared responsibility. So for every adult in the household in 2014, I think that's going to be about $95 payment that they will have to make, and it'll jump up to over $300 in 2015.
And but I understand that it's that $95 per
adult.
Per adult, mm-hmm. or it's a percentage of income.
It could be a percentage of income.
If that's more.
Yeah, if it's more. So again, it could be a fairly hefty sum depending upon your income and your life situation.
But people should make sure to check whether they're eligible for any exemptions.
And
file for an exemption.
Absolutely.
With their tax form.
Yes.
If they think they're
eligible.
If you
eligible. Think you're eligible for an exemption, you should absolutely file for that and not just go ahead and pay the shared responsibility fee.
Now, how much sort of trouble or confusion are you expecting this tax season because of the Affordable Care Act?
You know, we're anticipating more people coming in that with those questions. We really would encourage people this year. This is probably really the time to take advantage of community resources like the United Way supported tax sites. And you can find more information about them at freetaxdfw.com. You can type in your zip code and it'll show you across North Texas, Dallas, and Tarrant County where there are tax sites near you. And these are staffed by volunteers, but they have IRS certification. So they have the same certification that any tax preparer would have, but they're giving their time to volunteer in these sites.
That's Susan Hoff. She's Chief Strategy and Operating Officer with United Way in Dallas. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.